Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
You are listening live to the program.
Brought to you by Worth Harley Davidson. Trade it, sell it, they want it. Go online at WorthHarleyDavidson.com, click on the Sell to Us tab, and get a serious cash offer for your bike. Worth Harley Davidson, I-29 just south of the airport, or online at WorthHarleyDavidson.com. Why the hell not? You're worth it.
Your teams, your town. Your program.
Yeah, it's special. I mean, they all three of them trust each other, and that's important. They kind of have that innate ability to know where the guy's going to be against whatever leverage the defender has on. So I appreciate that.
First off, I've been in some of these situations before now, played in some big games, and had to make some comebacks, and I know I have the teammates to do it. So, I mean, I know that what it takes to go out there and find a way to win. And then I think just preparation. I mean, we prepare for those moments. So I think preparation and then experience definitely helped me in those moments.
And now a guy who just heard someone say,
"We got Patrick Mahomes Jr. getting tickets."
Soren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Just heard the coaches, the coordinators, and head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid. Very excited to talk again. Like, got to do this every day, so I'm running out of things to say, so you guys take it. That was a man excited to have a press conference.
Oh, man, I about fell
excited
out of the chair.
Excited to have a press conference. Listen, we got a lot coming your way today here in the program. We will have our program picks with Fat Jack, so we'll weigh in on what we think is going to happen in each one of the games. Stump the Chumps coming up in the 3 o'clock hour as well. George Sharuri from Pro Football Focus will be with us. We'll get his thoughts. By the way, 49er fan is George, so his team is still alive. Bob Glauber from the New York Newsday will be with us in the 5 o'clock hour, as well as we are live and on the road. At Tickets for Less, you want to go to the AFC Championship game? Of course you do. The best seats, best prices, never any per-ticket service fee is at Tickets for Less. Chiefs and Bengals is this Sunday. Where else would you rather be? And Tickets for Less can make it happen for you. Don't forget, you need parking as well. You can get that for $55 here. AFC Championship game parking has to be purchased in advance, and Tickets for Less has it for you. Plus, do you want to be out there tailgating? Do you want to do all the work, load up the car, do it all? Hey, if you do, that's great. If you don't, get the VIP tailgate passes from Tickets for Less. They can take care of everything. Heated tent, all you can eat and drink, beer, soda, food, barbecue. Plus, they've got the tailgate games and, like I said, a heated tent for you. And it's right up there by the stadiums. So check it out. It is the ultimate setup beforehand. You can get the VIP tailgate passes right now at ticketsforless.com. Just compare to all the other folks that are out there. You will see that Tickets for Less always has the best prices, best seats, best prices. You can save really what ends up being hundreds of dollars on tickets right now when you choose Tickets for Less. And don't forget, the 100% insurance guarantee means if for some reason the event isn't played, you're getting 100% of your money back. That's not how it works with the other companies. It is how it works with Tickets for Less. So you know that you've got your event tickets. And if you're looking ahead, right, like, well, maybe, you know, we got Saturday's game too. I should mention the Jayhawks and the Wildcats. KU, Kentucky, this is a huge game for the Jayhawks. Last chance to really improve their overall, you know, the conference's overall stature as the Big 12 SEC showdown is going on. The Jayhawks hosting Kentucky on Saturday, and it's two of the biggest and best programs in the history of the game going toe-to-toe. Tickets for Less has tickets for you. The Jayhawks also just 9 days away from hosting Baylor at Allen Fieldhouse. You can go ahead and get those tickets. All your KU tickets with no per-ticket fees are at ticketsforless.com, the official marketplace of the Big 12 Conference, and yes, the Big 12 tournament. Big 12 tournament tickets are available right now. Go to ticketsforless.com and you can check it out. Plus, you can sign up to win two Big 12 championship tickets for the game on March 12th in Kansas City. All you got to do is go to ticketsforless.com/contests, and you'll see where you can sign up to win a couple of tickets to the Big 12 tournament. And don't forget, yes, Super Bowl tickets. They're available right now at ticketsforless.com. If you're going, you're going to get a great selection here at Tickets for Less. Tickets for the big game are on sale right now. Do remember, though, all sales are final. So if you buy your Super Bowl tickets now, and then if by some miracle the Chiefs don't win, you've still got Super Bowl tickets, right? It's not like, oh, no, no, I don't want them now. So do be careful about that. But you can go right now and go ahead and lock in those Super Bowl tickets if you want at ticketsforless.com. The best in the business, never any extra fees. And, of course, right here in Kansas City, your hometown folks, they're right here. You can come up. You can say hello. You can see them in person. Great, great KC company, ticketsforless.com. Get your tickets now. Chiefs and Bengals on sale at ticketsforless.com. If you got any questions, call 913-685-3322. Let's talk a little bit about what we just heard from the coordinators. I hear a confident bunch. What do you hear?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything that jumped out in that regard, but every question that would seem to give them an opportunity to reflect any doubt that was answered in that way, where this is a group that's, these are three guys you heard primarily, and I guess four if you count Dave Tobe, Reed, Bieniemy, Spags, Tobe, third time through, they know what's going on. I think they kind of like the matchup coming up. I seriously think that they wouldn't say that, I'm sure. I think they kind of like a second crack at this team. And
I think
they're ready to, I won't say put one on them, but I think they feel like they played the toughest team they're going to play from here on out, and they're ready for business on Sunday.
Yeah, I think so as well. And I think the performance against the Buffalo Bills, one of the first things that was asked about with Steve Spagnuolo was about playing defense without Tyrann Mathieu when he went down. And he said, hey, we had a package that they just couldn't use. Right, they had something they played for, and I think that's an underrated part of the game. Now, we'll see if they have Mathieu back. Whether they do or don't, they'll go in with a game plan based upon whether they do or don't have him. They won't get thrown a curveball like they were in that game. I thought that was one of the most compelling things we heard, is that, listen, we basically had a game plan, and it went out the window when he went down, or at least one part of it. I don't want to say the whole thing. One part of it went out the window. And so I think that is – I think we knew it, but it's comforting to hear that that's mm-hmm. the reality of it. You know, just confirm what we thought was the case. Okay, is this part of the reason why? And by the way, I don't think they played horrible defense either. I think they played pretty well. Buffalo's just really good, and they played well also. I mean, what was it, 26-21 was the score going in, at one point before the two-minute warning, 26-21? Wasn't that about where we were?
Yep.
I mean, you know, the team wasn't getting drummed, and I think they feel like they get another shot at Cincinnati. I think that they were somewhat sleepwalking through the regular season. The playoffs are there. The carrot's in front of them. I think you expect them to play at a much higher level, in this game. But, the questions are seemingly on the defense, right? It was kind of a victory lap to hear them talk about the, offensive side. You know, it's, Patrick Mahomes and his ability to run. It's great. The only thing was, and to his credit, I like what Eric Bieniemy said. You know, the third and one didn't work. The pitch, the option
play
with Blake Bell didn't work. And he just owned it. Now, I tried to find out, like, hey, have you been working on this since training camp? Because I'm a firm believer the practices we see are like all the maintenance work, all the repetition work, and then all the installs for all the plays are the practices that the media and fans don't get to see. And I'm curious if there is, like, seven options to Blake Bell. You know, there's the quarterback sneak, but there's also that. We saw, obviously, an option. And I'm curious, is that something that they put in week of? Or is that something that's been practiced all year and they just finally went to it? I would like to know that, just because I'd like to know, is it because Blake Bell didn't get any practice time with it? Or has Blake Bell practiced all year and he was still that bad at reading the defensive end?
Yeah, because that seems like a play. I've seen a number of people kind of who are film buff guys kind of dissect that, even that night, saying that the play design wasn't that bad, but the speed, the difference between practice and the game, if he just holds that ball for another second, makes that guy on the end commit one way or the other, it's a lot easier play to make, and they probably get the first down, and they probably punch it in, and I think the game is completely different from that point on. But that's a person who has not run that play in a game that doesn't quite have that feel. And he's thinking more about the specifics, the mechanics of what to do and not when to do it. And it kind of blew. But I don't think the play design was actually that bad. I just think it's probably had the wrong person doing it.
Dave Tobe talking about that they had the two kick returners back. They had a little something on. They didn't execute well. Didn't work out. You know, again, he falls on the sword and says, didn't work, which to me is the sign of a confident coaching staff, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we mentioned it. How did Andy Reid handle the postgame press conference after the Bengals iced the game with 6 minutes of time of possession? Not well.
No.
Not well on Sunday. Not well on Monday. Not well when he's back in front of the media on Wednesday, still being asked about, you know, whether or not he was considering letting him score. That's not what we heard out of this group, right? Like, I think you can kind of read where they're like, you know, man, we screwed up, right? Like, when they really feel bad about it. I don't think they feel bad. They're like, hey, we ran a couple things. It didn't work, but it's all right. We know what didn't work, and we'll get it fixed. I think it's a confident team, and I think it's a focused team. So I think you feel good about where they're at right now. We've got, what, one more media session tomorrow with Andy Reid. He'll be tickled to speak to us again. But you know, I like what I hear so far this week out of the media sessions.
Yeah, I think they look into two games. We're looking at the game they just played and the last game they played against the team they're about to play. And I think they can look within that game and see the positives. I think with the last Bengal game, I think they probably view this matchup more like what happened in the first half, which is kind of what I expect, and that the problems that happened in the second half are correctable, and they will get them done, and the problems the Bengals had with the Chiefs in the first half is something that the Bengals can't fix. I think they feel pretty good in that regard. And I also think, if you look kind of back, right before the long pass to Gabe Davis, a 75-yarder that made it 23-21, the Chiefs were almost in a position. They're about to go up 10. I think if they just make avoid the one play. At that point, the Bills had scored 14 points, and we're looking at the two-minute mark of the third quarter. The defense actually did play quite well for almost an entire three quarters, and things kind of fell apart. One play kind of unlocked things, and they think if we can just avoid that one play, then that game probably plays out 37-20 or somewhere along that line, maybe closer to the game was a year ago. I think they could look back at both those games, see the positives, that the negatives are very correctable, and I think I think they feel like they're probably in a pretty good spot this weekend.
Yeah, no, I think it's a confident team. I think they're going to play well, and I think their dominance over teams that they play again after losing is going to continue. You know, they mm-hmm. lost in the AFC Championship game in 2018 to a Patriot team they'd already lost to. Since then, any playoff game that they've played against a team that had beat them earlier in the season, they've come away with a win, and I think that continues with this team.
Saw a stat, we tweeted this earlier, 28-9 straight up, Andy Reid, when facing a team a second time in the season as Chiefs head coach. That's pretty good.
Just a second time or one that's beat him?
This just says facing a team a second time. So, I mean, it didn't necessarily a team that lost, but second time, 28-9.
Is a lot of that, though, a lot of that would just be AFC West.
Yeah, yeah, it's,
right?
It's division stuff.
I mean, not that it doesn't count. It still
right.
counts, but just thinking in those terms. The biggest news of the day is the fact that Nathaniel Hackett is going to be the coach at Denver, and has everybody speculating that Aaron Rodgers will be next. Going to the Denver Broncos, and I think there's a good chance it happens, right? It's not, those dots aren't too far apart, pretty easy to connect those dots. There's also the fact that I think Aaron Rodgers is kind of the A-Rod, right? If Derek Jeter was the cool kid shortstop, that would be played by the guy who lives in Derek Jeter's house in Tampa right now, Tom Brady, unless he found another house. I know he was renting Derek Jeter's house. You know, in New York, it was always, if you read some of the books about the Yankees and everything, you know, even before A-Rod got there, A-Rod always kind of wanted to be Jeter. Like, Jeter was Mr. Cool, even though A-Rod statistically a superior player. But Jeter was Mr. Cool, and A-Rod was kind of Mr. Wannabe. Like, that's Aaron Rodgers.
That's an interesting comp.
Like Tom Brady's the man, and Aaron Rodgers wants to act like the man. And then so he ends up, you know, getting himself sideways and then blaming the media, you know, saying things that – piss people off, whether you agree with them or not, doesn't matter. You know that there are certain things you're going to say that half the country is going to be pissed at you. And he goes out and he does all that kind of stuff. And you know what else? I think he will take the Bronco job because he's not smart enough to be what Tom Brady is, which Tom Brady takes a look at the Tampa Bay Bucks and says, huh, ton of cap room, lots of weapons. Cam Newton either out or on his way out in Carolina. Drew Brees on his last leg in New Orleans. Falcons in cap trouble and Matt Ryan getting old. I can go win that division. Right? Like, if you're going to pick a spot, if you're going to pretty much almost call your shot on where you're going to go, isn't the first thing you do is make sure you're a heavy favorite to win the division when you land there? Like, the Broncos have some cap room. They have some talent on the team. There's a reason to go there. But it doesn't look anything like the NFC South did when Tom Brady landed. You have the Kansas City Chiefs with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes going strong, and they're not in the worst cap situation. Right? They're not going to add tons of free agents, but they're not at the bottom like the Saints are. You know, they've got room under the cap. They're not $70 million over the cap like the Saints. I think they're like $20 million under. They got a lot of work to do, don't get me wrong. But they're not about to fall apart or fall off a cliff by any stretch of the imagination. The Raiders just went to the playoffs, and the team that didn't go to the playoffs has Justin Herbert. And you're going to decide, this is where I want to go. This is the division I want to go to. That's exactly the type of – and listen, trust me, it doesn't make life any easier for the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm not saying that it's a walkover. It'll make the Broncos formidable. If he plays 3 years in Denver, they'll probably win one division title. I think they'll snap the streak of the Chiefs because at some point the Chiefs will either have cap or injury issues. I'm not trying to say that they won't be a challenge. But if you're Aaron Rodgers, why would you go to the Denver Broncos?
I have no idea because, I mean, if – things play out the way the odds makers favor them, and that's the Chiefs not only getting to but winning a Super Bowl. He's going to join next season a division with the two guys you already talked about. And, oh, by the way, the three-time defending AFC champion with a quarterback who's 27. Have fun with that, and you get to face him twice.
Yeah.
No, you know where he'd like to go? He'd like to go to Green Bay if it was, you know, that's the division you'd like to be in. Well, we know why he can't, but Minnesota, the Bears turning things over, Detroit terrible. He was in that division for a while and couldn't make hay. He's going to come to the AFC West and make hay? I don't know.
If he wants to go somewhere, it should probably, you know, I'm not sold yet on Kyler Murray. Matt Stafford runs hot and cold. That's pretty. Go home to the 49ers. Right, if they're ready to punt or they'll move Trey Lance as part of the deal to get you, then go home and quarterback the 49ers. Right, because I just don't see, you know, you don't want to go to the AFC East and mess with Josh Allen. You don't want to go to the AFC North and mess with Joe Burrow. You don't want to be in the AFC West and mess with Patrick Mahomes. Pick the divisions where you got a chance to win.
Yeah.
But if he goes to Denver, it's going to make this the sickest division around. Because I think there's a decent chance we're talking about Jim Harbaugh coaching the Raiders as well. And I think Jim Harbaugh can coach football. I think I've made it pretty clear I'm a Harbaugh fan. But I think he's even better. I think he's a better pro coach than he is college coach, and I think he's a damn good college coach. But think about that. If you have Reed and Mahomes, you have Mr. Fourth Down and Justin Herbert in L.A., you then get Jim Harbaugh running the show in Vegas, and then you have Aaron Rodgers with the Broncos.
Yeah,
like
when
does Peyton, Bob Glauber have to move to the AFC West if you're going to cover the NFL nationally, don't you have to be in an AFC West town at that point?
I think so. It's the center. It's right in the middle. But, you know, looking at when Peyton Manning, the equation, what he's trying to do is what Peyton Manning did when he went to Denver in 2012. But do you see what the AFC West was in 2011, the year before he arrived? 8-8, 8-8, 8-8, 7-9. That ain't the AFC West now, man.
A couple other things before we take a break. We'll take your phone calls at 913-3-810-810, 913-3-810-810. You can hit me up on the Twitter. It's at Soren Petro, S-O-R-E-N-P-E-T-R-O. Matt Eberflus hired by the Chicago Bears. Is it not becoming clear that, you know, getting a little Mizzou stink on you is a good thing, but you got to be run out of town? Right, like Quinn Snyder gets fired. He's like got a top four seed in the West now as the head coach of the Jazz. Matt Eberflus is run out after he can't stop Kansas, and they drop him, and he goes into the NFL as a linebacker coach, makes his way up as now, you know, to a defensive coordinator with the Colts, is now the head coach of the Bears. And then who's the other? There's a third. I had a third one. Who was it? And Bill Self. Bill Self doesn't get hired by Mizzou and ends up, you know, making his way to Illinois and then Kansas and winning a championship. I mean, it's staggering how being sent packing from Columbia, Missouri seems to be a positive.
You're better off if you get fired from Mizzou than if you succeed there.
Yeah, just get on with your life, right? Like, take the firing. Like, if Eli Drinkwitz wants to win a national championship, he needs to be fired immediately.
Right. I mean, crud, yeah.
But I will say this. Do we book it for 3 years from today or 4 years from today to talk about who the Bears are hiring? Because the defensive coordinator is not going to work.
No.
Like, I will give at least the Broncos credit. They went out and hired an offensive guy. I was on in Denver over the weekend with our buddy Dan Jacobs, and he said, well, what do you think? Dan Quinn's the hot name. I said, you want to book me for 3 years from today when they fire him? I told that story on Monday. I'm like, you don't hire Dan Quinn, which I love, by the way, today Dan Quinn says, oh, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying in Dallas. Yes, because the owners are smarter than I oftentimes give them credit for, at least on this subject, right? You know, it was, you know, everybody talking about Dan Quinn's the guy. Dan Quinn's the guy. He's got all these interviews, but no one's hiring him. And I don't understand why anybody would hire a defensive coach. And nothing against Matt Eberflus, and there'll be one or two that are decent. But who are the four coaches that are still coaching? Zach Taylor, offensive coach. Andy Reid, offensive coach. Kyle Shanahan, offensive coach. Sean McVay, offensive coach. Oh, what about Bill Belichick? Yeah, well, what about Bill Belichick, now that he doesn't have the quarterback? Listen, Bill Belichick can coach. John Harbaugh coached DBs the last year or two in Philadelphia after being a special teams coach, so you can call him a defensive coach. Listen, it can be done. But when you're constantly changing offensive coordinators, if you get the quarterback, then all you're going to do is piss him off every time the coordinator leaves, right? And you're going to find yourself sideways. I don't get why anybody – I'll give the Broncos that. They at least went out and got an offensive guy. And now they've got a chance to go attract Aaron Rodgers or some quarterback that wants to play because he'll be playing for the guy. And if they win and they're successful, that guy's not going to be headed off to a different job. 913-810-810. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take your phone calls. 913-810-810. A lot coming your way today. Got our program pick, Stump the Chumps, George Sharuri. We will also talk with Bob Glauber. A lot of football coming your way today. Want to get into a little bit of basketball, college basketball talks as well. You're in the program.
The program with Soren Petro. Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
You're listening to the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB live at Tickets for Less. You can go to ticketsforless.com right now. Get your KU Kentucky tickets. It is a big one. It's this Saturday night. Two of the Blue Bloods going toe to toe. Limited tickets still available at ticketsforless.com. Also, you can grab your KU Baylor. That is a giant one at Allen Fieldhouse. That's just 9 days away. Get all the games. Get all the tickets to all the KU games, K-State games, at ticketsforless.com, the official marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Yes, already selling those Big 12 championship tickets. You can get those and get registered to win a couple of tickets to the Big 12 tournament. All you got to do is go to ticketsforless.com/contests and get signed up to win that. That's ticketsforless.com/contests, and you can get signed up for that. Of course, the star of the show, AFC Championship Game tickets, AFC Championship Game parking, AFC Championship Game VIP, tailgate tent passes. Get them right now. Ticketsforless.com. You got any questions, call 913-685-3322. Right here at ticketsforless.com, your hometown source for all the tickets to all the events. It's my great friends here at Tickets for Less. Great KC company, ticketsforless.com. Let's go to the phones, 913-810-810. Clinton, waiting patiently. You're on the program. Clinton, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, well, all right. So I got 2 points and one question. Feel free to respond to whichever one you calls your name.
Okay.
So watching the game on Sunday, the C. Mahomes move in the pocket, the chemistry he's built with that line is elite. I mean, my mouth dropped at some of the times where I thought he was going to go down and turned it into a positive play, sometimes a big play. He's performing at an elite level, and that's amazing to watch. Second point is everyone – you know, in the media, like, wants to try to create a narrative of who is Peyton Manning to Tom Brady? And it's like, is it Allen? Is it Burrow? Is it Lamar Jackson? But it goes to kind of one of the points you're saying is, like, how much we need to savor this, because consistency is so hard that there hasn't been a straight-up rival that has been able to match what he has done. And the last thing is the two number one seeds both lost. Is there an argument to be made that the number one seed is overrated, the argument versus rest and rust? you know, is, you know, that's basically my point. I'll listen to whichever one you respond to. Thanks.
All right, I appreciate it, Clinton. Thank you for the call. I'll go in reverse order. There's an argument to be made now. 1 year, small sample size. Sure. I think realistically what you'll find that it's going to be a benefit in the long haul, it's going to be a benefit when Patrick Mahomes gets the week off. I mean, I think the bigger thing that you'll find is, to me, the what I see going on as far as trends in the NFL are, like I said, there are four offensive coaches coaching right now. Hire offensive coaches. It's an offensive league. The quarterbacks that are going to play, three of the four are guys that have been to multiple Pro Bowls or will go to multiple Pro Bowls with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Matt Stafford can play at a high level and has played at a high level for much of this year. Played at a crappy level coming down the stretch, but played at a high level in the playoffs. He has that ability. And then there's Jimmy Garoppolo. I got nothing super positive to say about Garoppolo. I think he's along for the ride. He's not a disaster, right? But, you know, if they get there and win, it'll be what it takes to win with Alex Smith. And I don't think they're going to get there and win.
If the final four quarterbacks were the Beatles, Jimmy Garoppolo is definitely Ringo.
Yeah. I think the bigger takeaway I would have is not that the number one seed doesn't matter. It's that these other things matter more, right? Yeah. You know, like but you give Patrick Mahomes a free pass, I mean, you're screwed, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's the thing that these teams should still fight for that one seed because they don't want to make it that much easier on Patrick Mahomes. That to me is the takeaway. By the way, I got a text, Andy Reid. Did Andy Reid not do a good job, or was Mizzou just terrible when Andy Reid was there? Because I got a text that says Andy Reid sucked at Mizzou, and now look at the greatness. Adding to my everyone who goes through Columbia, Missouri, that's you got to get out as fast as you can and get on to the success.
Did Andy Reid have a critical enough job at Mizzou to technically have sucked at it?
It's a Mizzou fan that's sending it to me.
Well, I'll trust them then.
I will say, as a Kansas fan, that is like one of the greatest things that we've ever put forth. If you're gonna suck at Mizzou, and then go on and be good.
I'm saying it somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but it is amazing how some people that are really good at what they do have been run out of Columbia. I mean, yeah. Quinn Snyder and Matt Eberflus are two guys that have, you know, gone on to much bigger things after being run out of Mizzou.
Yeah. That's no, you can't, you're pushing an open door here. That's, you can't get in front of those facts.
Yeah, you know.
Snyder in particular, I mean, that you can look back and say he got some dudes. He was actually, his tenure I look back on much more fondly in retrospect than I think I felt at the time. Yeah. He just wasn't quite ready to be a coach.
It's just one of those things,
yep.
Right, around Mizzou. I do want to talk about the Missouri job because I – you know, there's a pretty good – Chris Mack's a pretty good coach, and if you're going to make a coaching change, I don't know that Chris Mack might not be the guy. 913-3810-810. Let's go next to William. You're in the program, William. What's going on?
Hey, Seren. Hey, so I was agreeing with you about Aaron Rodgers. He should definitely stay away from Denver.
Because you don't want to face him? Or, no, you think it won't work?
Oh, it definitely won't work. And all these fans are hoping to get Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, and I just don't think it's going to work. And I feel like either he's going to stay in Green Bay or he's going to go with the 49ers because they're having great chemistry. And Green Bay, yes, even though they did lose in their divisional round, but, you know, I feel like they can still come back and, you know, build this team up again, you know, and head back to the playoffs. So I feel like Aaron Rodgers should either stay in Green Bay or go to the San Francisco 49ers. And
yeah,
I'm not worried playing against them, you know, in the AFC West, but.
Well, you're more confident than me, William. I would worry against playing against him, but I do think that he's, you know, seems to find a way to not find the ideal situation. And look, there's clearly something wrong in his game. As many times, if Patrick Mahomes goes to his third Super Bowl in 4 years as a starter and Aaron Rodgers hadn't been able to get there but once, I don't know. I mean, I would say that there's definitely something wrong.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. But, you know, then that could be our matchup that we finally get to see, that we used to play it would be the Packers and the Chiefs, and like, oh, let's hope that Rodgers plays. Oh, let's.
Oh, William, I'm sorry. I think we lost you. I don't know. I apologize. But listen, I think you made your point, though. Look, the you know, here's the bottom line. The guy's a good quarterback, and he's going to make it difficult. He will help the Broncos. It's a good move for the Broncos. But you know, I don't know why, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you would do that when you seemingly can almost have your pickup places.
No. By the way, at some point, Matt LaFleur. I mean, that's home field last year, home field this year. I mean, it's just his third year. More of this is on Rodgers, but at some point, you know, that's he's had the door open for him and hasn't gotten it done. Rodgers is such a lightning rod that he kind of soaks up all the oxygen in the room, but mm-hmm. Matt LaFleur needs to get something done, and I don't think he's going to get the chance because I think they're ripe for a rebuild.
I think one of the things I would propose is that maybe what we've seen of him being a lightning rod publicly has maybe gone on all the time in Green Bay behind doors, and that's why maybe it hasn't come together. They haven't had the kind of chemistry that the Chiefs have, even though he's got the kind of arm talent that Patrick Mahomes has. They just don't have that kind of chemistry because Aaron Rodgers is maybe a big pain in the ass to have as a teammate as well. 913-3810-810. Brad, you're in the program. What's going on, Brad?
How's it going? Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Love the show.
Thanks,
just
sir.
Wanted to say, Aaron Rodgers, he's gone a long time ago. His fiance lives in Denver. But I think Edwards-Helaire, I think, played an absolutely great game. And hope Tyrann Mathieu is cleared concussion protocol. And Quinn Snyder's had a lot of success with the Jazz, so I think he's a great coach. But the main thing I wanted to say is that Patrick Mahomes, and then all the Chiefs fans in Kansas City and all over the country are donating to Patricia Allen's fund. I think it's really classy. I think leadership that Mahomes shows is rolls over to the Chiefs fans, and he's a great leader. I hope we can continue to just relish in the moment because I remember 20, 30 years where it was really rough. We've had it great now. We're kind of spoiled. And I hope people, the few Chiefs fans that are on Brittany Matthews about spraying that, or Brittany Mahomes about spraying that champagne. I hope they can back off her because Chiefs fans overall are great, and I love Mahomes and his leadership. I'm out.
All right. I appreciate the call. The last part I'm not even going.
probably a good call.
Listen, I will say this. As far as appreciating it, 4 years from now when he turns 30, people are gonna freak out. Right, then you're going to start going, uh-oh, wait a minute, the clock is ticking.
Yep.
While he's in his 20s, people are going to think he's going to be in his 20s forever. But when he turns 30, that'll be a bit of a wake-up call, I think, for some of the Chiefs fans. Right? That like, oh, yeah, this is just one period of time. Right? And his career will end at some point. And I think that'll be kind of a difficult one, you know, when that happens. But until then, I think people are probably not going to appreciate it. I don't think I think it's hard to appreciate anything even when you try. Till it's gone, and you go, God, yeah, that sucks.
That was pretty cool.
He's not going to every Super Bowl.
No,
I mean, there's gonna be a year where he loses in the playoffs again. So even that, you know, to be like, oh damn, man, and it might be in the next couple of years, and they got to kind of take a step back with the cap, and he loses a little talent around him. But listen, it's good times right now, and everybody should enjoy it. You got the best quarterback in the league. You got the Michael Jordan of football. That's playing for your team. I do think it's important for them to cash, though. They're this close. They're two wins. They're a 7-point favorite. They're supposed to win this game. They need to win this game and then cash in the Super Bowl to get as much done as they can while he's cheap.
It's the Jazz End of the Hour Question on the Half Show. Sponsored by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
All right, what NFL franchise has hosted the most conference championship games without a loss? Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.